This is News Talk.
And if you're to believe the Irish Independent front page, all is not rosy in the garden of government, it would seem, because the Irish Independent says that major tensions between Fine Gael and the Greens are threatening to destabilise the coalition. And if you're to believe this story, it all seems to be Eamon Ryan's fault. Splits have emerged over a range of issues, including housing reforms, an army barracks, a gas pipeline and stalled roads projects. We now have three former Fine Gael ministers openly attacking Minister Eamon Ryan last night. John Paul Phelan said Eamon Ryan doesn't have any understanding of rural Ireland or anything outside the pale. Paul Keogh accused Eamon Ryan of a sleight of hand, and Charlie Flanagan called it a gross discourtesy after Eamon Ryan suggested that the Cathal Brua army barracks could be turned into housing. And also, it's emerged over the weekend that some Fine Gael backbenchers are threatening to withdraw support from the government. Charlie Flanagan, speaking to the Irish Independent last night, said, "I am accusing Eamon Ryan of a gross discourtesy. I am accusing him of downright bad manners." This is certainly one to watch this space. And they do say, a spokesperson for Eamon Ryan says, yeah, there are some differences of opinion, but there was a positive working relationship with government partners. So we'll see how that all plays out. Now, the Irish Daily Mail goes with the pension story. The pension age should remain at 66, not 68. A powerful Oireachtas committee has told the government this is a big blow to the plans to increase the pension ages, and there's going to be some very difficult decisions needed here. People aged 66 or over could not reasonably be expected to keep working and due to the physical and mental stress that their jobs have caused over the many years, the Committee on Social Protection said in a report yesterday. Now, the government has previously said it won't be able to pay for the dole and other social supports by 2040 unless the pension starting age was delayed. This is a major headache for the government. Now, the Irish Examiner is talking about unarmed Gardaí, and the Garda Representative Association says that Gardaí who aren't armed are like lambs to the slaughter when confronted by violent and sometimes armed aggressors. This was after a man was jailed yesterday over an hour-long rifle rampage in Donegal, and the court heard that during the incident terrified people ran for cover as he marched through the town Glenties in Donegal, quote, like a soldier shooting at Gardaí civilians, buildings and cars. Now, following the sentencing of Stephen Dowling yesterday, GRA President Frank Thornton said it is time for the government to protect the protectors and called for mandatory sentencing for attacks on frontline workers. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The details coming out of that case, just extraordinary of what happened during that hour-long event in Donegal. The Irish Times goes back to the Leaving Cert again. It's on the front pages. Colleges warn over cruel levels of grade inflation. High levels of grade inflation in this year's Leaving Cert run the risk of students on high points losing out on their chosen courses due to increased use of random selection. Now, we did hear yesterday that the reason why there wasn't going to be the hybrid model of Leaving Cert was to address grade inflation, but now higher education sources say that cruel levels of grade inflation are not sustainable, especially for high points courses like medicine, dentistry and pharmacy. So it looks like this debate over the Leaving Cert is just going to go on and on and on. The Irish Sun front page, Greenwood quiz over, quote, threats to kill. Mason Greenwood arrested again yesterday on suspicion of threatening to kill his alleged rape victim. Also further arrested on suspicion of sexually assaulting a woman. So it means now that Mason Greenwood, the 20-year-old England forward, now stands accused of rape, sexual assault, making threats to kill and a physical assault. Now, on to other stories in the papers. Obviously, a lot of talk about housing in the Dáil recently. The Irish Times this morning says that there's a large tract of land, which I wasn't aware of, owned by the Central Bank near the M50 motorway, and it's going to be designated for social and affordable housing. The Central Bank is looking at the future of its high security currency centre in Sandyford. So it's 37 acres. It's actually where they make coins. It's home of the National National Mint, and it's in the sights of the Land Development Agency, so you could have an awful lot of houses built there. The lands would provide local affordable homes for families in Dundrum, Stillorgan and Sandyford, according to Fine Gael councillor Barry Saul there. So we'll see what the Central Bank decides to do with that land, which certainly I wasn't aware of. Maybe other people knew all about it. Bad news, by the way, if you want hybrid working, because we're told in the Irish Independent that remote workers who want to go back to the office for a few days a week have been dealt a blow, because the transport authorities here have admitted they aren't able to design a flexible tax saver ticket. So obviously this is for people who wanted to do a couple of days at home, use public transport a couple of days a week to go into the office, and there had been calls for some sort of tax saver incentive there, that you get some savings on spending money on public transport. Now, Fine Gael Senator John McGann, he has been pursuing the issue for 18 months. He's now accused the National Transport Authority of ditching the project and misleading people into believing it could be delivered. Looks like it's not going to happen. Extraordinary interview in the Irish Examiner this morning about the whole idea of what do you do if you're in your car and you come across a funeral procession. You come across the hearse. Maybe you have to be somewhere. Maybe you don't want to sit behind a funeral cortege. And what exactly do you do? Well, a well-known Cork undertaker has given an interview to the Irish Examiner, and he says that a number of upsetting incidents have now prompted him to urge people to revive the traditions of pausing for and giving way to a hearse and cortege. I can't believe people actually don't do this. Finbar O'Connor is, a well-known undertaker, and he says such a simple gesture would mean the world to bereaved family members at a time of sadness. He's noticed a decline in recent years of the tradition of people pausing on the footpath or stopping their cars at junctions to let a funeral cortege pass by. And of course, in some areas, don't the shop fronts all close up when a funeral is passing through? But he told the Irish Examiner several incidents. On one occasion, a driver came to a roundabout as the funeral cortege left a church, missed his car by about a foot with no regard for the hearse or the family travelling behind. On another occasion, a taxi driver pulled in between a hearse and the family members, only to turn off a little bit down the road. And then the most shocking thing that this undertaker has seen is that a motorist cut into the line of mourners' cars, two behind the hearse, and then honked his horn repeatedly, urging the hearse to drive faster. So it certainly does give us pause for thought. I mean, I know obviously you as the driver, you're not personally affected by whoever has died, but it is about a little bit of respect, isn't it? You can't be in that much of a rush that you can't respect someone who has died. Now, interesting story in the Irish Independent this morning. A lot of people hate the scourge of fag butts around cities and towns. Well, a Swedish city is assembling a crack team of highly trained workers to combat discarded cigarette butts, and the team is a load of wild crows. So flocks of the clever birds are going to fly around this city picking up cigarette butts and other small pieces of litter, and then the birds are going to drop them in a container and be rewarded with a snack. And the company has selected crows because they are the most intelligent wild animals in Sweden. They are very intelligent indeed. I think this is a great idea. So the birds, they apparently like the idea of dropping off this little bit of litter and then getting a bit of a treat after it as well. So we'll see if that can be expanded to other areas. Now, final story for you comes from the Irish Sun. Victoria Beckham is in the papers this morning because she eats the exact same food every day for the past 25 years. The former England captain David Beckham has revealed that his Spice Girl wife has spent 25 years shunning lots of fancy food in favour of a bland diet of grilled fish and steamed vegetables. And this is kind of sad. David's favourite memory of his wife is that one day she wolfed down half his plate of food. So one day she gave in to the craving and she said, right, I'll have... Actually, she was pregnant, so obviously there were cravings involved there. So she wolfed down half his plate, and that's his favourite memory of her.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.